Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Tom Saffel. Batting second. The third baseman, Gene Fries. Batting third. The right fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting fifth. The catcher, Toby Atwell. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Johnny O'Brien. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Littlefield. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Dick Littlefield. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting third. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Milt Smith. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Black. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Joe Black. And now, play ball. Tom Saffel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saffel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Fries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fries hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Burgess settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Temple moves to second. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Littlefield fields it and throws to second for the out. Temple moves to third. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post takes first base on ball four. Kluszewski moves to second. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Temple scores. Kluszewski moves to third. Post moves to second. It's 1-0, Reds. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy takes first base on ball four. Kluszewski scores. Post moves to third. Bell moves to second. It's 2-0, Reds. Roy Face now pitching. Milt Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Post scores. Bell moves to third. Mealy moves to second. It's 3-0, Reds. Joe Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Toby Atwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Reds. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. O'Brien moves to second. Roy Face is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Face hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Pirates 1. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burgess strikes out. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-1 in the game. Kluszewski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Post hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Tom Saffel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saffel is 0-for-1 in the game. Saffel strikes out. One out. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 0-for-1 in the game. Freeze hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Pirates 1. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Saffel. Bell reaches second base with a double. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Mealy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell moves to third. Milt Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to home to get Bell. Mealy moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McMillan hits a pop-up towards third. Freeze settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black is 0-for-1 in the game. Black hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. Long hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Toby Atwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Atwell hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Pirates 1. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien misplays the ball. That's an error on O'Brien. Temple moves to second. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0 for 2 in the game. Kluszewski strikes out. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Post hits a pop-up towards short. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Temple scores. There goes Burgess trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. That run is unearned. It's 4 to 1, Reds. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Face is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Face is 0 for 1 in the game. Face strikes out. Two outs. Tom Saffel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saffel is 0 for 2 in the game. Saffel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 0 for 2 in the game. Freese hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kluszewski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Freese for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Pirates 1. The Reds will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mealy hits a fly ball into center field. Saffel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Saffel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McMillan hits a fly ball into right field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0 for 2 in the game. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Black juggles the ball. That's an error on Black. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Long hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Reds. Toby Atwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Atwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. O'Brien hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of post. O'Brien reaches second base with a double. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Pirates 3. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black is 0-for-2 in the game. Black strikes out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Temple hits a line drive into center field. Saffel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burgess hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-3 in the game. Kluszewski takes first base on ball 4. Burgess moves to second. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Post hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Jack Shepherd pinch hits for Roy Face. Jack Shepherd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shepherd takes first base on ball 4. Eddie O'Brien pinch runs for Jack Shepherd. Tom Saffel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saffel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Saffel bunts towards the mound. Black fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 0-for-3 in the game. Freese hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Black juggles the ball. That's an error on Black. Saffel moves to second. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-3 in the game. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kluszewski fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Black covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Pirates 3. The Reds will come to bat. Vern Law now pitching. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Bell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thomas. Bell reaches second base with a double. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mealy is called out on strikes. One out. Milt Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Atwell for a passed ball. Bell moves to third. Milt Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Law fields it and throws to home to get Bell. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McMillan is walked intentionally. Smith moves to second. Joe Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black is 0 for 3 in the game. Black hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smith scores. McMillan moves to third. It's 5-3, Reds. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Law fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McMillan scores. Black moves to second. It's 6-3, Reds. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Burgess hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Black scores. Temple moves to second. It's 7-3, Reds. Ron Klein now pitching. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Long hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-4, Reds. Toby Atwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Atwell takes first base on ball 4. Hirsch Freeman now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Johnny O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. O'Brien is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thomas moves to second. Preston Ward pinch hits for Ron Klein. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Pirates 4. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Friend now pitching. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Post hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 4 for 4 in the game, with two singles and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mealy hits a line drive into center field. Saffel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 4 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Pirates 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Tom Saffel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saffel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Saffel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Burgess settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene freezes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 0-for-4 in the game. Freeze hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Burgess settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-4 in the game. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 7, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 4. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.